You're listening to SBS News.
Chaos and panic at a migrant camp in Bosnia as a huge fire took hold. Thick black smoke rose from the Lipa tent camp near the Croatian border that houses 1,200 migrants. Residents were seen running away in panic from the fire, but no injuries were immediately reported. The International Organization for Migration's chief of mission in Bosnia, Peter van der Auret, says it appears the fire was started by some of the migrants themselves.
When IOM started to withdraw from Lipa this morning, 600-700 migrants left peacefully, but then suddenly a fire was started in one tent, and subsequently more fires were started in other tents. While we have to wait for an official police investigation to determine exactly what happened, what we know now is that a small group of migrants, former residents from Lipa, put the tents on fire. The fire is now under control thanks to the intervention of the local fire brigade. But in terms of the damage, it looks like most of the assets and infrastructure in Lipa is either destroyed or damaged.
Bosnia has become a bottleneck for thousands of migrants hoping to reach the European Union. Most are stuck in the country's northwestern Krajina region, as other regions in the ethnically divided nation have refused to accept them. The EU has warned Bosnia that thousands of migrants face a freezing winter without shelter, and it's urged the country's bickering politicians to set aside their differences and take action. Prior to the blaze, the EU feared that the announced closure of the Lipa camp would make things worse, even though living conditions there are deplorable. The camp was only set up as a temporary measure to cope with the impact of the coronavirus over the summer. The Lipa camp was to be closed on Wednesday and moved to another location, but officials said that since its tents and other facilities were almost entirely destroyed in the fire, it cannot immediately be moved to another spot. For the migrants, like Hassan, there's nothing but confusion.
Morning, IOM people, they said, come out, this camp is off now. And we are coming out and they're burning. I don't know who did this and who I did this, but this all camp is burning. And now we are staying outside and wait there for solution. Who give a solution, and we are going what to do, nothing.
Another migrant, Mullah, is appealing for help from the people of Bosnia.
Today is big happen, right? I sleep in the night time in the khema, but today is khema is finished. No nothing. Where can I do? All people, we say around 1500 people. Right, Bosnia people, make solution today, please help. Lot of people is going, I don't know what happening.
Thousands of people have been sleeping outdoors in makeshift tent camps or abandoned houses with no facilities in the area, which saw the first snow earlier this month. Many migrants in Bosnia have also alleged pushbacks and violence at the hands of Croatian border police. Officials say the migrants from the Lipa camp have few options. There is no official alternative accommodation available because they are all single males and other camps are already full. The IOM's Peter van der Auret says the displaced migrants are dispersing across the country.
From what we understand from the migrants, there are sort of three intentions. Some migrants were expressing intention to go to the Croatian border as quickly as they could. Others expressed intention to stay in the area around Bihać for the winter, probably going to the squats that already exist. And a third group said that they were going up to Sarajevo.
Migrants have been coming to Bosnia with the aim of reaching neighbouring European Union nation Croatia before moving on towards Western Europe. Alan Lee, SBS News.